So Colonel Doolittle at the time gave everybody another chance to bail out, right?
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
So nobody quit. So you learned what the mission was.
Well, the mission was supposed to let the Japanese people that they were could be struck by air. And the other thing was a morale booster for the U.S. and its allies. And we were all very proud of the fact that we did that.
There was a plan to launch at a certain distance from Japan.
Yeah.
What was that distance?
Well, in the Navy talks, we were supposed to be taken in around 400 miles. But the Japanese had equipped a lot of their fishing boats with long-range radios. And unfortunately, we were intercepted around 750 miles out. And we had to launch then.
So whose decision was that to launch early?
Yeah.
Who decided that?
I assumed it was Admiral Halsey. He was on the Yorktown and talking with Captain Michener and Colonel Doolittle.
So what was Colonel Doolittle's attitude about the fact that you would have to launch early much farther than you wanted to from Japan?
Well, it caused a problem, and we had to go by what they wanted to launch. We couldn't spare to lose any of the any more aircraft carriers, because we only had four at that time. Two were in Pearl Harbor and two were with us.
So how much fuel, extra fuel, were you able to take on your airplanes?
Well, the normal amount of fuel in a B-25 was around 600 and some gallons, we ended up doubling the size, plus we had 10 5-gallon cans of fuel that the crew chief would dump in the gas tank or that they put in the lower turret as we progressed out on the course.
But they had taken the guns out. You didn't have gun. You didn't have any guns on board. So you made room for the extra fuel.
Yes. Our only armament was a 30 caliber in the nose, which was useless really. At the turret in the upper turret in the back, the 250 caliber.
Right.
Yeah.
You launched. What were the winds, and how were they affecting what you thought was going to be your trajectory into into Japan?
When we launched, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning on the 18th. Originally, they had selected launch date as the 19th, but since we got caught early, we had to launch when they said launch.
And So how are the winds as far as the trip to Japan? What were the winds? Helpful or not helpful?
Well, it was about 25 knots across the deck, and another 20 knots or so wind.
On your nose?
Yeah. We only needed about 20 knots to be airborne.
Right.
And
but what about headwinds to Japan? How concerned were you about that?
I don't remember what the headwinds were. I don't think there were any headwinds to Japan.
Jonna, do you recall at all? Excuse me.
Not so much of the headwinds, but I do know that the islands believed they were protected by the kamikaze winds throughout history. And it was those kamikaze winds that created tailwinds that blew the planes all the way to the coast.
What time did you reach your targets? You've got your 16 airplanes, you all reached the targets. And what time was that in the morning in Japan?
We left the Hornet about 20 minutes after 8. Sometime close to noon or so, we over Japan.
And what was the reaction on the ground? I mean, I hear you're flying at reasonably low altitudes. What was the reaction to seeing your airplanes by the Japanese?
Well, as we shored into Japan in the outer islands, saw a lot of boats, fishing boats, we assumed. And as we got over the coast of Japan, people were waving at us. They were loading boats, fishing boats. And as we got in Japan, we could see people playing baseball and waving at us. It was like, so far, so good.
Until the Bombay doors open, and surprise. So what were your targets, you and Colonel Doolittle?
Our targets, we had incendiary bombs. And it was the bombardier's dream. He didn't have to worry about any initial point or so forth like that. That was the whole northwest part of Tokyo. Originally, Colonel Doolittle wanted to take off at dusk and fly all night. And the reason, or part of his reasoning, I guess, was that we wanted to set up since we were the first one, set up some kind of a reference point for the airplanes that were following us, particularly the ones that went on to Kobe and Nagoya.
So, and how many targets were hit, Jonna? How effective were these raids of the 16? How accurate were they?
To the best of my knowledge, only one plane didn't hit either a primary or secondary target. So, and they were pretty precise to hit military targets or things that manufactured for the military.
But Dick, then the challenge after you attacked the targets was to try to get mostly to China. So how did that go?
After we left Japan, we flew about 75 miles or so before we made a turn toward China, trying to fool the Japanese in case they were tracking us. As we went across the China Sea, Hank Potter, the navigator, passed a note up to us that we were going to end up about 180 miles short of the China coast. And at that time, Colonel Doolittle said, well, we'll go through our ditching procedures. Nobody was really interested in ditching because since we were flying around 200 feet, you could see sharks lying on top of the water in the sun. We stayed the course. And as we approached the point where Hank said we'd be out of fuel, we still had fuel.
But the winds helped you. Winds helped you.
At that time, we didn't know that we were under the influence of the big storm that was over China at the time. Yeah. And it created a wind that blew from east to west. Some people called it the kamikaze wind, and we kind of liked the divine wind. We ended up with about a 30-knot tailwind, and that was how we were all able to make China.
But there was a plan for you to actually land, right?
Yes.
But what happened with that plan?
In the plan, they were supposed to have a portable Homer in China Fort. With the big storm, everything was socked in, and the airplane carrying the Homer to help us out crashed on the way there, and so we ended up flying at 9,000 feet on instruments over the coast and into China, a little bit of a sweat on the gasoline.
And you finally ran out of gasoline.
What was
your altitude when you bailed out?
We were about 9,000 feet.
Can you describe that experience?
Our crew survived. Nobody was hurt, except maybe I shouldn't say this, that I pulled a ripcord so hard I gave myself a black eye.
And